Madonna. It's Sorry. It's Milton Keynes Horizon Radio. It's 11 minutes past 8, Friday morning, with Trevor Kubel and Roz. Going to play What's My Age again coming up in the next 5 minutes. If you want a real swanky night out, by the way, this morning, going to give you a chance to go to Talk of the Town Live on Saturday week for you and your partner, and it'll be a great night out, and we'll do that in the next 5 minutes. Give us a buzz now, actually. 01908 26 1033, and we'll line you up in the next 5 minutes to play What's My Age again, the competition that we always get wrong, so you're bound to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Please welcome Richard into the studio.
Richard. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you very much.
So you've come to celebrate a kind of a success that your football team has had. What's the name of your football team?
The team's Spunky Chollocks.
And where are you
based? You said that so confidently.
I've said it many years, formed in 94. I've been saying it for, 12 years now. And, Mighty Spunky Chollocks.
You've got something that you want to talk about because you've had a bit of a result, haven't you?
We have. You kindly had me on the show last year when... We made it through to the regional heats for the FHM O2 football competition. Mm-hmm. And we've done it again this year. So of a few hundred teams put themselves forward, and there's a web vote, and as far as I can tell, that seems to be just based on who drinks the most beer, who's got the ugliest team, who's got the silliest team name.
Okay.
We managed to make it through that, and we've got the heats a week on Sunday up in Birmingham. And I think four teams from that go through to the final in Highbury around middle of May time.
Nice.
Great news. Superb.
So, fingers crossed. We made it to the final last year. We didn't actually make it through the heats. We just turned up at the final uninvited. But this year we're actually going to try and get a formal invitation to the final and play and see what we can do.
Good luck.
Good luck. All the best to you. Now, this is obviously organised by FHM. Where's the final played?
The final will actually be at Highbury this year. It was Crystal Palace last year, but right. at Highbury, I don't know when the official Premiership season
Which is
starts.
Quite
but
special.
We'll be one of the last teams.
Quite special because it's Highbury's last year.
Absolutely,
obviously.
Yeah.
So that'd be nice if we can get through to the final.
So I've looked at your website, Richard. What's the address in case people want to
know? www.bunkycholox.com. Okay. Chollox is LLOX.
With your hand on your heart, how much of it is social? How much of it is football?
99% seriously has to be social. No, we it's a six-a-side league down at Shenley, just over the road here, on a Tuesday night. So I guess we probably play about 30 minutes football a week and socialising the rest of the time.
Nice. Okay. And so are there any star players, any nicknames of the players you want to give a shout to this morning?
Star players? Sean's probably our main player, and Daz and Disco and a number. I seem to have picked up a nickname of Spoonie recently just because of my inability to keep the ball down. But no specific names. It's just sort of big up to all of them. I just say I also bought some gifts as well for you kind people, which I'd like to hand out. It may not be gold, frankincense, myrrh, but there's a Bunky Chollocks t-shirt there.
Wow.
Be worn proudly.
And it's classy as well.
A calendar for you, Roz.
Of all the boys.
With Bunky pictures.
Chollocks calendar.
Let's
with pictures and everything.
Oh,
there
wow.
is a picture. Look at that.
And there's
that.
Richard January.
Richard
January.
Is Mr. January.
You have car stickers, which I've bought you, gents. And most importantly, I'm sure you'll appreciate, honorary membership with your names on. You are members number 4, 5 and 6.
Does it mean I can play for the Bunky Chollocks?
No.
Okay. No.
You can be put to the test on your drinking capabilities.
Well, that's
but
good.
They're your honorary membership there.
I like the fact that obviously within your group, you obviously go to Las Vegas and other places on trips around the world.
We do have an internal competition as to the most bizarre place where you can get a photograph with your Bunky Chollocks top. So, yes, as you see there, people, if you go on holiday, you have to take your Bunky Chollocks top.
Yeah, in urinals at train stations and all sorts.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the lovely gifts. Thanks for coming in. I hope you do really well with the FHM.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
It's a whole movement, the Bunky Chollocks. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Thanks, Richard. Nice one. All right, we'll do the travel news for you.
Horizon Radio Traffic and Travel with IKEA. 6 items cooked breakfast, only 95p till 11 a.m.
A15 here, Steve. Two big to men.